Yep, I'm sure you've heard those sounds before. Maybe at the dinner table when your kid won't get off their phone, or maybe you've thought to yourself, geez, that Gen Z, they're always on their devices all the time. I only use social media to keep up with my friends. Oh, and to call great-grand Margaret to see how she's going. So, yeah, obviously it's the ones who grew up with social media who have a dependence on it, right? Lucky for you, we were wondering the exact same thing. So we thought we'd ask someone who pretty much had some form of social media available their entire life.
All right. Hi, my name's Tess, and I am studying a Bachelor of Psych at UCID.
Awesome. Tess also happens to be a Gen Zer, the first generation to grow up with access to the internet, even if it did take a few minutes of to get started.
Do you use your social media a lot?
Yes. I reckon like 80% of the time that I'm on my phone, I'm probably on a social media app.
So do you reckon you're dependent on social media?
For mostly entertainment reasons. Like if I was to do schoolwork, I'm probably not going to depend on it that much. And also it's just a nice way to check up and see what everyone else is doing, you know?
How do you think people see Gen Z and their use of social media?
You know, all they're good at is looking at their phones. They'll never get off it. Like their screen times are high, which might be true. But like, I feel like we're at a time where you can learn the most from the internet.
Who has two thumbs and no boundaries with social media? Apparently not this Gen Zer. So maybe we've got it all wrong. I mean, sure, one person doesn't represent an entire generation, but surely there are more people who think the same way Tess does, right?
Because to be honest, both my parents act like iPad kids at the dinner table and they never look away from their phones.
So maybe it's like those murder mystery movies where it turns out to be who we never suspect. Gen X, I mean. Like it would make sense, right? A shiny new toy that has the capacity to do never before seen things. Who wouldn't be obsessed?
My name is Judy Bronze, and I am 50 years old and an assistant principal.
How many hours a day would you say you spend on your phone?
I use my device probably about 2 hours a day.
Oh, that's pretty good. Could you like describe to me in 15 words or less how those 2 hours might be spent?
I use social media to connect with old friends and watch their children grow.
What would you say are your worst habits with social media?
Just kind of like a time suck. Like I'll go on and then it's like I'm wasting time scrolling through.
Interesting. This seems to be a recurring struggle almost. Actually, according to the 2018 Yellow Social Media Report, 59% of people access social media most or every day.
On a day-to-day basis, I probably use it when I wake up, which is not
great. That's Steph. And yep, you heard it. She's happens, part of the 59% of people. She's a user experience and user interface designer, which means she's using her devices pretty much all day. Ah, and Steph is also a millennial. The ones who they say are busy eating avocado toast and blasting the Backstreet Boys? Yeah, I'm sure you know the ones. But I wonder if that same dedication translates into her social media habits.
So if you were to like rank on a scale of 1 to 10 how often you use social media, what would that be?
Probably like 7 or 8.
Do you feel like social media has had like a positive or a negative effect on your life?
I think positive things include like just being able to keep in touch with. Well, it's like a different kind of keeping in touch because back in the day without social media, you'd like intentionally message a friend. But now it's like, oh, I feel like I'm keeping in touch with my friends from overseas if I like react to their stories. Like it's a very like low committal way of like staying in touch with people, I feel. Like you don't have to type a heartfelt message or say like, oh, hey, how are you to feel connected with people. But you can still like see the story, see the posts, like see what has been happening in their lives, and they can feel like still somewhat connected in their life if you like this story or like react to it or comment on it without necessarily starting like a serious conversation.
In what situation would you use social media?
I feel like it's most acceptable when you're like out doing something or like having fun. But then like I feel like personally I would like to not use social media before going to bed and after waking up, because I feel like it is not very productive. But I'm assuming most people know it's not great to always be on your phone.
Is it just me, or is everyone starting to seem like they're on the same page? I mean, we started off asking who was more on the fence about social media, but now I'm wondering if it's just all of us. Keeping in touch with friends, but also being wary that we can spend too much time on our phones and knowing when to stop. All right, there's just so much going on. Let me call someone in to help us understand it.
Hey, hello.
Evelyn Honeywill is in the process of completing her PhD in sociology with Macquarie University, a PhD that looks mainly at technology and social change.
But in terms of generations themselves, one of the interesting points is that, you know, older generations seem to like to, present themselves as not really knowing what it is they need to do, and then maybe relying a little bit on the younger generation to teach them. But at the same time, they are just as dependent on the technology as we are.
Just as dependent on technology as we are. Okay, so maybe none of us are on the fence about social media, but either way, it's going to be a part of our lives whether we like it or not.
I think that anything that allows us to connect is good, that if we become too absorbed, we potentially lose the capacities to mentally think and critically process information in a way that is ultimately about human growth.